Good evening, and welcome to Acting Up. I'm Maddie.
And I'm Russ. And I'm Russ. And I'm Russ.
Well, technically, Russ isn't here tonight, but I have recordings of his voice, so that's just as good, right? Most of the challenges we've sent out apply equally well to stage acting as well as voice acting. But tonight's challenge is one that is specifically about remote voice acting. That is, recording lines separately with a mixer, selecting and combining the takes that match correctly. With Russ not here, it kind of gives me a chance to show you how that works. Here. Give me a sec. Here we go. When you're acting live with others, you can react to the way they delivered their lines. But with remote voice acting, you don't always know how the others are saying their lines, so things could get a little awkward. I'll show you. Let's see here. I'm going to play I'm going to say something, and then we'll play Russ reacting inappropriately.
Hold on. Somebody's coming.
What's that?
See, that sounds completely out of touch, right? Of course, a good mixer will always use an appropriate take if you send it to her. So let's try that again.
Hold on. Somebody's coming.
What's that?
You see? This time he sounds like he knows what's going on. Well, credit. Hold on.
Do you mind? I'm doing the show live. I can't understand a word you're saying with that gagging mouth. I told you, just sit tight and I'll let you out when we're done, okay?
Where was I? Oh yes, mixing and takes. With just the right take, I can even make Russ sound positively brilliant. Let's see here. Maddie is the best acting judge ever and should totally be getting paid royalties for her work in every episode.
I absolutely agree, Maddie.
Always remember, the mixer is your friend and will always try to make you sound as good as possible. But you have to send in multiple takes to make sure to get at least one that she can use. So, for tonight's challenge, we sent our contestants a short script and asked them to record each line three different ways. We're going to be looking for three different well-acted takes. So without further ado, let's listen first to Temporary Butterfly.
I have to tell you something. I have to tell you something. I have to tell you something. Well, promise me you won't hate me or stop being my friend. Promise me you won't hate me or stop being my friend. Promise me you won't hate me or stop being my friend. I never had a friend, Wilma, until you began being nice to me, and I couldn't stand it if you weren't my friend any longer. I never had a friend, Wilma, until you began being nice to me, and I couldn't stand it if you weren't my friend any longer. I never had a friend, Wilma, until you began being nice to me. And I couldn't stand it if you weren't my friend any longer. Well, I don't want to go see Mr. Delafonte, Wilma. Well, I don't want to go see Mr. Delafonte, Wilma. Well, I don't want to go see Mr. Delafonte, Wilma. No, I don't want to be a movie star. No, I don't want to be a movie star. No, I don't want to be a movie star. I don't want to leave Harrison or my mother or father. I don't want to leave Harrison or my mother or father. I don't want to leave Harrison or my mother or father. I just want to stay here the rest of my life and get married and settle down and have children. I just want to stay here the rest of my life and get married and settle down and have children. I just want to stay here the rest of my life and get married and settle down and have children. I just pretended like I wanted to go to Hollywood because I knew you wanted me to. And I wanted you to like me. I just pretended that I wanted to go to Hollywood because I knew you wanted me to. And I wanted you to like me. I just pretended like I wanted to go to Hollywood because I knew you wanted me to. I just wanted you to like me.
Temporary butterfly. First doing, was it, Arabella from this, script here, talking to Wilma. I thought you had a very nice interpretation of the character from your, from the takes that you did. You had nice little tweaks on each take, so you, even though you kept a similar, I guess in the same realm of emotion through each of your takes, you change them just enough on each take that they sounded distinctly different. Some swelling more with emotion than others, some with emphasis on different places. It was very nice. One thing I found was a hazard of your lines, was that you actually took us too literally, in that you read every line, with three different interpretations, not as parts, but as sentences. So you read every single sentence three times. You read the first sentence three times, then the second sentence three times, and the third one three times, which it makes sense for the exercise, but from a mixing and directing standpoint, it makes critiquing your work very hard, because there's no continuation of your train of thought. Because as soon as we get one, say we get the first interpretation, say mildly upset, we're expecting to go into the next one. Like, you had a paragraph here of, no, I don't want to be a movie star. I don't want to leave Harrison or my mother or father. I'm getting all ready to lead into the second sentence, I don't want to leave Harrison. But instead, the listener gets caught listening to your second and third interpretation before moving on to the next sentences. That interrupts the director's and the mixer's train of thought in analyzing which lines will be best. And it also disrupts your own acting process, because you aren't able to continue your emotion and let your emotion grow throughout the entire section of lines that you have in that moment. You interrupt yourself, and it's hurting you, and it's making things harder for you. So don't worry about it so much. Just take the section of lines you have in between the person speaking before you and after you, and read that all as one take, and then read a second or third take, and then, you know, if you need to correct something little here or there, you can do that afterwards. That, I think, is the biggest concern here. Be careful of your punctuation. I know sometimes when we do, it depends on what you get. You always have to judge by who wrote the script. Sometimes an author of a script will write punctuation and they will mean something different than what they've written. And then sometimes authors are very, very specific in what they've written for punctuation. So here, I only mention this because of, let's see here, your line of, well, I don't want to go see Mr. Delafonte, Wilma. There's one point where you skipped over the ellipses, and it was very, very shouting very, very clipped and very, very upset, which if I were to rewrite it, I would have taken out the ellipses and put an exclamation point on the end, because that's the way that you, that's the way that you said it. There's nothing wrong with that interpretation. Just be careful and make sure that, you know, keep in mind where the punctuation is in there. Most times it's in there for a reason. A very specific reason, I guess I should say. And I like that it sounded pretty genuine. I like that in your performance. I guess that's it for me. What did you think, Russ?
I can't believe you locked me in a closet.
And I let you out again. So what's the problem?
You talked it.
What did you think about temporary butterfly?
Oh, right. Okay. Sorry about that. temp. First of all, yes. You did what we asked. Every line, three different times, and the readings were very clearly different. As Meredy pointed out, you did something that I've never heard anybody do. The direction was to read each line three times, and you, as she said, read each sentence three times. The biggest problem I have from that, aside from, yes, it makes mixing that much nastier, is that you didn't always match the emotions on the first part of the line, the first sentence, with the emotions on the second part of the line. So, for example, on your second line, which you broke into, promise you won't hate me and stop being my friend, and then later, I never had a friend, you had a very nice, intimate take for the first sentence, but none of your three takes for the second sentence matched it. So if I were mixing this and I wanted to go with the intimate, I couldn't, because the jump for the second part of it, were all completely different from it. There were some that I could have put together easily. You had both the first sentence and the second sentence, both were read frightened at one point. So that could have worked if I wanted frightened. But that's just something I now realize I didn't say explicitly. I mean line, not sentence. And if you're not used to reading scripts this way, it might not have been obvious. It's something that I will remember the next time I send out scripts to people.
And that's why I put you in the closet.
What?
I don't know. I'm making crap up here. Go ahead. Who's next?
I have no idea what's going on. I'm sure there must have been something exciting going on while I was stuck there. Okay. but beyond that, I think Meredy basically covered it. It was a very nice job. If I were actually sending lines to you and got back this, I'd probably have additional notes for you, which is something we'll talk about in the next challenge. Dun, dun, dun. But overall, this was a very nice job.
Woo!
Okay.
Who's next?
So we can move on now to Leave Me Alone.
No! What do we do?
No. What will we do?
No!
What do we do?
Do we just sit here?
Do we just sit here?
Do we just sit here? What are you doing?
What are you doing?
What are you doing? He said mile 104 will be Grandma's house.
He said mile 104 will be Grandma's house.
He said mile 104 will be Grandma's house. Out there? But it's dark! How could we see? We'll get lost, and then Daddy won't be able to find any of us!
Out there? But it's dark. How could we see? We'll get lost, and then Daddy won't be able to find any of us.
Out there? But it's dark! How could we see? We'll get lost, and then Daddy won't be able to find any of us.
Leave me alone. You did a nice job of making sure that each take was different. And I may keep pounding this a few times, and Meredy may as well, because Our experience is that when people send in multiple takes, they don't always do that. So that's a major, major plus. On the other hand, you found a trap I hadn't thought of. You used different voices for each take. And while that could be interesting, the problem is it makes it impossible to mix them. Because if you do high voice for one take, and then really low voice, or calm voice for the next take, I've got to pick one voice and use it consistently, which sort of means that I'm getting only one take for each voice. That's something I hadn't thought to mention because it didn't occur to me that anybody would do. So once again, I would say, okay, my fault. I'll send you a note. Okay, let's do that again. I can't fault you too much for it because it didn't occur to me to tell you not to do it. But that's you can understand why you don't want to do that because it takes away some of the point of doing the multiple takes. The takes you did were reasonable. I think I think there were a couple voices that were just not really realistic for the character. But otherwise, I thought it was a decent job, Meredy.
I would have to agree. As far as the voices go, I could feel that as you changed the pitch, that it was like Russ said, all the lines that you did in those different, all the takes that you did in those different voices would have matched up, like almost as puzzle pieces in the mixing process. But it's like Russ said, then the mixer and the director are then choosing by voice pitch and voice style as opposed to how you're saying the actual lines, which hinders the creative process, essentially. The options that they have for creating this character in the full mix. I think you did a very nice job of switching things up and making things different for each take. I liked your use of pauses. It's not something everybody thinks of as, you know, putting different kinds of pauses in the lines, using space to create differences as opposed to content. So I thought that was very nice. Watch the high-pitched voice. As Russ said, I think most of your voices matched, but it did say in the script early teens, and it sounded like sometimes you were started going for more of a 10-year-old type voice, which didn't fully match the character.
Or a Japanese anime character.
Yeah, there you go. That too. That could be. And yeah, nice change of emphasis, emotion. The only thing where I felt like you fell a little short was that last line. I thought that the first and third take sounded pretty similar to each other. You had the same inflection, same stress on different on certain words. And the second one kind of matched some of the lines you did previously, but it felt the most detached from the rest of the takes that you had done. So that's good, but it's also not good in a mixing situation if I really want to use that take, but it doesn't match anything else. Before we move on, I hope we're not giving conflicting messages here by saying, oh, this doesn't match anything, so we can't use it, but we want them all to be distinctly different from each other. I hope you guys hear and understand the differences in what we're saying. That it makes sense.
Typically, we'd like you to have already decided on a voice for the character and then just have different ways of using that voice rather than trying different voices as part of your takes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's just a note that we have to make as something that we assume that is obvious and obviously is not obvious.
Obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously. So, I think that otherwise, very nice. But who's next?